It is your Thursday afternoon here, everybody. It is Thursday. Am I right? I'll tell you what, I've been losing track. I've got a great comedian in studio this afternoon. We've been talking for 2 days, and he's finally going to get up here. He is here, ladies and gentlemen. Sean Morey, going to be at Jack Diddley's this weekend,
yes.
Friday, Saturday. Sean, how are you? Welcome to the show.
I'm good, Bear.
Great to have you here. How many flights did you have to take to get here from L.A.?
Two flights today.
Just two flights today?
Portland, Oregon. Bought a flannel shirt.
In Portland? That's the land of flannel. Did you get a chance to stop at the famous Voodoo Donuts there in Portland?
No, that sounds good.
Yeah, Voodoo Donuts, that's some good eating there. We put the herd on a few there. You're from Los Angeles.
Well, I'm from New Jersey.
Jersey?
I've been living in L.A. for 30 years. You hate L.A.? A lot of people hate L.A.
Yeah, who doesn't?
Should appreciate it. It sucks all the buttheads out of your cities. You're welcome.
Now there. So that's where they all ended up?
That's right.
All right.
They all wear designer clothes. Little guy playing polo on the shirt. Who plays polo?
You know what? I don't think we have any polo guys around here. I know we got some rodeo guys.
Yeah.
We got rodeo going on.
How come cheap clothes don't have a picture of a guy changing the oil in a 74 Gremlin? That's my hobby.
Please tell me you don't have a 74 Gremlin.
I wish I did. That'd be cool.
That'd be like what movie did the Gremlin actually what movie did that car star in? Wasn't it it was Wayne's World.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
The Gremlin. Who remembers Wayne's World?
I do. That was good.
That was fun.
Or a Pacer?
But no, that was that, I
the
oh
javelin.
My gosh. The Pacer was a pregnant Gremlin. That was just a really funny car. I remember I had an aunt that had one. It had the Levi jean interior. I
That's
don't
perfect
don't,
for the round.
I don't know why things like that stick in my head. I know.
How could you get that out of your head?
It's just stuck there forever. I don't think it's going to go anywhere. So, Sean, you're going to be at Jack Diddley's this weekend, Friday and Saturday, 8:30 showtime
right.
There. So you're going to be doing your shows there. Now, down in L.A., do you see a lot of, like, you know, cowboys that, you know, you probably don't
fake
see.
Fake ones. Fake. Everything's fake.
Everything's
Everyone
fake?
Has fake body parts. Even the men.
Really?
Getting pec and bicep implants. Sure, they look good, but sooner or later, someone's going to ask you to pick up something heavy. Then you're screwed.
Don't want to sit out in
the I got a cowboy song for you.
You got a cowboy song?
It's a scary song. Can you handle it?
I think we can. All right.
A chicken farmer went out one cold and windy night. He had a bad feeling, something wasn't right. Suddenly a giant chicken poop hit him right in the eye. It was the sight he dreaded. Ghost chickens in the sky. Bark, bark! Bark, 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 bark! The farmer had raised chickens since he was 24. Working for the colonel for 30 years or more. Killing all his chickens and sending them to fry. Now they want revenge. Ghost chickens in the sky. Everybody, bark, bark!
Bark,
bark! Bark, 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 bark! You're not barking.
Come on, bark!
Come on, you buckers! Their beaks were black and shiny, their eyes are burning red. They had no meat or feathers, these chickens were dead. They picked the farmer up and he died by the claw. They cooked him extra crispy and ate him with coleslaw. Yummy. Everybody, bark, 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 bark.
A little flat there.
Ghost chickens, everybody in the sky.
Yeah, that's what we're talking about.
Woo! We rocked it.